Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Types of Generative Models. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Generative AI Concepts in the Generative AI for Product Managers course. In this lesson, we'll explore three primary types of generative models. Generative Adversarial Networks, GANs, Variational Autoencoders, VAEs, and transformers. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and differentiate between these models and understand their applications in real-world contexts. Main content overview of GANs, VAEs, and transformers. Generative models are a class of machine learning frameworks that can generate new data instances that resemble your training data. They learn the distribution of data and can create new examples that fit within that distribution. Generative adversarial networks, GANs, consist of two neural networks, a generator and a discriminator. The generator creates new data instances, while the discriminator evaluates them against the actual dataset. They are trained together in a competitive setting, where the generator aims to create more realistic data, and the discriminator strives to become better at distinguishing real from fake data. This adversarial process helps GANs produce high-quality outputs, often used in image generation and enhancement. Variational autoencoders, VAEs, on the other hand, are used primarily for generating new data based on learned latent representations. They work by compressing the input data into a smaller latent space representation and then reconstructing the data from this representation. This process allows VAEs to generate new instances by sampling from the latent space. VAEs are commonly used in applications such as image generation, anomaly detection, and semi-supervised learning. Transformers, although initially designed for natural language processing, NLP, have also found their place in generative modeling. They use a mechanism called self-attention to weigh the significance of different parts of the input data. This allows them to produce coherent and contextually relevant outputs. Transformers have revolutionized NLP with models like GPT-3, which can generate human-like text, and they are being increasingly applied in other domains, including image and video generation. Applications of each model. Each generative model has its unique strengths and applications. Applications of GANs. GANs have been pivotal in creating realistic images, such as deepfakes and synthetic media. They are also used in art generation, where artists can collaborate with AI to create unique pieces. For instance, GANs can generate new artwork based on a style learned from existing pieces, offering a novel approach to creativity. In the fashion industry, GANs are being used to design clothing by generating images of new outfits based on current trends, enabling designers to visualize concepts before production. Applications of VAEs. VAEs are popular in scenarios where data needs to be generated or reconstructed, like in the medical field. They can help generate synthetic medical images for training diagnostic algorithms without compromising patient privacy. Moreover, VAEs are useful in recommendation systems, where they can generate user preferences based on limited input data. For example, in e-commerce, VAEs can analyze customer behavior to suggest personalized products, enhancing user experience and engagement. Applications of transformers. Transformers have transformed the landscape of text generation and understanding. They are used in chatbots, virtual assistants, and content creation tools. For example, businesses leverage models like GPT-3 to automate customer service responses or generate marketing copy. The adaptability of transformers extends to generating music, creating dialogue for video games, and even producing code snippets. In education, They can assist in generating personalized learning content based on a student's progress and understanding. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've explored the three prominent types of generative models: GANs, VAEs, and transformers. Each model has its unique features and applications, making them valuable tools in various industries. By understanding these models, you are better equipped to leverage generative AI in your product management endeavors. As we move forward in this course, we will dive deeper into practical implementations and case studies. Reflection questions: how might you apply GANs in your product development process to enhance visual content? In what scenarios could VAEs be beneficial for improving customer experience in your business? Reflect on a project where you might utilize transformers for generating content. What specific outcomes would you aim for? Word count: 1,000 words.